on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Sportscast, February 20th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, like Brett does, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can listen to us all day. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can look at us up on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. A lot going on this week. NFL Super Bowl's over, but a lot going on with the franchising tag. The Olympics is closing up this weekend. NBA is kind of starting to boil a little bit after the All-Star break. And join us, a man that knows all about all sports. Only a few people that I know can count my fingers. One of them is Brett. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Sean, pleasure is always my friend.
I'm doing? This serious. I mean, only you and I and some other guy named Ryan I know that knows all about sports. And, you know, that's why you're in The Sports Cast. So.
Thank you very much. Well, right. You know, I know a few things about a few things.
I'm wondering if you're going to watch the World Cup. This summer. Oh, that's a no.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not a firm no. It's not a firm.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not a firm no.
That comes at a particular time of the year. You know that I will end up catching some sort of. But I like the Olympics are on right now. Like these are things I love. But when you have other responsibilities, it's no longer viable.
I mean,
or feasible.
I didn't know we won the ice skating the ice skating gold in 24 years. That's a big one. Anyways, let's stick with the NFL for now. The Rams have promoted Nate Chilhas to OC. The Los Angeles Rams are promoting passing game coordinator Nate Chilhas to offensive coordinator and making quarterbacks coach Dave Ragone their co-offensive coordinator, QB coach. Chilhas remained with the Rams after interviewing for 5 head coaching jobs during the offseason. So, Brett, this guy's a very popular guy. He didn't get no head coach, but he stayed with the Rams. Rams let go of – I don't think they let go of – I think they let go of their offensive coach, I think, to the Cardinals, I like to say. But, hey, this guy is a rising star. You got to start one step at a time. You can't start from passing game coordinator to head coach, right?
Some can't. Obviously, he's not at that caliber. But it's just a smart move. I mean, when you're talking about promoting from within, keeping the status quo, keeping that Zen balance and the Rams, that's important, man. That's one of the top 3 to 4 most potent offenses in the entire NFL. So that's why when you do well, you get gutted. Your OCs, your DCs, your defense coordinators, offensive coordinators, they start getting pinched, man. Everybody wants, like you said, that coaching tree to be built out from all these other coaches. But it's just a smart promotion. I think it's just promoting continuity. Obviously they took a loss with their offensive coordinator, but you know, it's just a smart move, you know, as opposed to trying to now bring somebody in. It is lofty to think you are going to go from offensive coordinator or even specific coach on the offensive coaching staff right to head coach. It's very, very difficult, you know, like you were joking about it, but it can be done. I mean, we saw, you know, with Deion Sanders and, you know, a couple of, but that's extreme situations, extreme circumstances.
Exactly. Yes, I have confirmed. I have a good memory. He's replacing Mike LaFleur, who became the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Mike LaFleur is related to Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. So we got 2 LaFleur brothers. I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think Rex Ryan
and 2 Harbaugh brothers. We got a couple of brothers.
Well, there you have it. Good for the Rams. Continuing. It's a good team. Matt Stafford's coming back. He became MVP. A lot to work with this Rams team, right, for next season.
Huge. Kyron Williams, solid offensive line, obviously Puka. And Devontae. You know, Puka alone is just a friggin' monster. It's just a monster. If he didn't miss a game or two, or really two games with the injuries, he takes you know, offensive. He should definitely receive my offensive player of the year. I would, again. I'm still working on the voting process and acquiring my own vote, but I would have, you know, again,
we are working behind the scenes with that all the way. As well. The Los Angeles Rams, I thought they were the closest team to challenge the Seattle Seahawks champion. I thought they were the closest one to be very competitive with them. So they have a chance, but you know how the NFL is. Every year, you don't expect the same teams coming back. Things can happen, a lot of variables and all that. Let's go to Chicagoland.
Yeah, the Rams were actually super solid. Were super solid all year, and them and Philly were the only ones that we thought could actually run with Seattle once everybody just realized how dominant Seattle's total team is, both offense and defense. But go ahead, man. You were going to say
Okay. No, that's good. The Chicago Bears has a potential move to Indiana, took another step forward, Brett, on Thursday when a key committee approved a plan to create an agency that would help get a stadium built. So the Chicago Bears want a new stadium. It's actually going to be an indoor stadium. They cannot build on the Soldier Field. They can't, you know, tear it down, build a new one because of environmental preservation. The city of Chicago doesn't really want that to happen. So they're looking at potential places. There's one other place in Chicago, but the taxes are high. But Indiana will see a big decrease potential. Now, this is not the first team not playing in a city. You got the Jets and the Giants not playing in New York City. But, Brett, your thoughts over Chicago moving it to Indiana, which is – the place where they're moving is in the Chicago Metroplex area, FYI.
Okay. So, I believe there's six teams. One of my good friends, Shane, and I joke about this. There's six teams, including Dallas, all three New York teams. The Bills play in Orchard Park. They don't play in actually Buffalo. Both New York teams play in Jersey. The L.A. teams don't play where they're playing. SoFi Stadium is not in Los Angeles. Dallas plays in Arlington, does not play in Dallas. So, I mean – I can accept New York, New Jersey. I cannot wrap my head around. I have to look at it because you literally shocked me. I didn't hear anything about this building in Indiana. Like if a portion of that stadium or any of that stadium is in Indiana, that's not New York and New Jersey that have been brother and sister for stepbrother and stepsister, whatever the hell they are, for a long time. This is Indiana and Illinois. If you're the Chicago Bears, it's bad enough you're nowhere near Chicago. Okay, but I'll accept it. You want to go to Champaign? You want to go, but because of taxes, you're going to build in Indiana? I mean, I can understand also the Soldier Field thing. That's probably a monument. It's been there literally for so long that I'm sure there is preservation things going on with that they want to do some with it. But I mean, this would, I'm going to look at it afterwards. I'm going to delve into it a little deeper this afternoon. But that shocked me, bro. It shocked me that they're possibly build in the state of Indiana. And again, all for tax purposes. So,
If you look at the map, I'm on Google Maps, they're right below East Chicago. So I guess there's a strip of Illinois that goes right up here. So they're in the Chicago metro area. Wouldn't be too bad. They would not change the name. That's something that I've heard. They're not going to change the name to the Hammond Bears or something.
No, the Chicago Bears will never. The Chicago Bears will forever be the Chicago Bears. That's you know, a team that's definitely not going anywhere. So George Halas, Papa Bear, would roll over in his grave if he heard you talking about. If he heard you talking about the Bears not having Chicago.
Yeah. But the deal is not done yet. But you know, obviously, there's that one other place in Illinois that could happen, but also could be in Indiana. So we'll see. Too early to tell. They got a good team, right? Caleb Williams, new coach Ben Johnson. A lot going on. Indoor stadium, Brett. How about that?
Exciting young team. Exciting young team. I mean, you got to also realize, though, you're also, as much as now it's an advantage to your offense, and obviously Caleb, you know, his ability to do that, this will promote highly on his, but also January in Chicago is something that is a home field advantage. You know what I'm saying? New England in January, New York, New Jersey in January. It's a reason why it's a home field advantage. Now, Minnesota is in the dome too, so it's again, it's based right. on the Very team. Cool. Dallas, obviously. Right. So, I mean, I don't know. And does just because they've been outdoors so much doesn't mean that there's going to be a problem indoor. There, Caleb Williams will be able to do more. He will be more exciting. And I'm on the Caleb Williams train, man, after what he did last year in the playoffs. But at the same time, it's weird, you know, growing, you know, 50 years of watching the NFL and you know, no longer, you know, it was a cold day in Soldier Field, you know, you're not gonna have that anymore. You're gonna have, you know, welcome to whatever the unknown soldier stadium, whatever they call it, obviously. But it'll be different. I wouldn't mind it being indoors, but it'll be different when the backbone of your franchise has always been in December, in January, in these months. You don't want to come up and play us.
We won't see that Mike Ditka sweater outside in the snow anymore.
The Bears.
All right, another news. Patrick Mahomes is saying he wants to restructure his contract to create more cap space. Much-needed salary cap, potentially Tyreek Hill coming. The Chiefs, who missed the playoffs this past season after reaching the Super Bowl in each of the three previous years, created a $43.65 million in cap space. Kansas City had been more than $57 million over the cap. Restructuring Mahomes' contract. His contract is currently $54 million, I think, a year. But, hey, this is good for the team. They need to, you know, bounce back, Brett. They had a horrible this past – I mean, one bad year, to be honest, not multiples, just one. Mahomes coming back from knee injury. Potentially Tyreek Hill coming back, Eric Bieniemy is coming back, but what's your analysis over this?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. First of all, Patrick Mahomes is a team player. He's a guy that doesn't want the money. He wants the people around him to make him better, to make Kansas City better, and win another Lombardi. That's why one of the reasons we all love him so much, obviously, his athleticism and ability to make plays we have never seen before. Also weigh in, you know, key factors in that as well. But any great quarterback who has had success and wants to continue to have success with that team is going to 100% restructure, take less money, take far less money. I remember Montana doing it. I remember because why I want to keep what we got going here. And they have a good thing. They're a step away from being back in it. Obviously, we're all throwing around Tyreek coming back in them. I actually love the story of them being like you know, rehab buddies. You make a new movie of it based like the Chicago Bears movie that used to happen. They had a long time ago, but they need to build around him. They need to put some other pieces in place. Chris Jones, I believe, is going to do the same thing. He's going to restructure. They have some other key defensive, the D-backs that were incredible young guys that are coming out of their rookie contracts as well. So they have to free up some money. And they do not have a lot of cap space to work with. I'm going to tell you this straight out. With Bieniemy being there, with what they have in place, obviously Andy Reid still there, I wouldn't be surprised if Tyreek came in and took less money to actually be part of that as well. He's not hurting for money. He left from Miami. It's rehabbing from this injury. It's getting to where I need to be. And the best fit for that is Kansas City. A lot of people have him going everywhere. Anywhere you can think of, somebody's telling you why he's.
I heard been, Dallas.
You know, but. No, and somebody else said that's garbage. That's garbage. We're dealing with holding on to Pickens. We're going to run out. We're just going to trade out Pickens and taking Tyreek, who's coming off for one's coming off a 1,400-yard season. The other one's coming off of a completely blown out knee. I think
this we'll stick
with Pickens. I don't think we need to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. I didn't realize how bad he tore it until you pointed it out to me. I thought it was just a broken bone. I thought it was, and you pointed out that just how serious that that injury is. It's not good. He tore any possible ligament you have, anterior, meniscus, like anything you got in there. He tore it.
Yeah, no, sticking with Tyreek Hill, Brett, him going back to Kansas City would be good. It's home. He'd be more disciplined because being in Miami, there's a lot of distractions, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're here. We're very familiar with the distractions, especially when you have the type of money, the type of lifestyle, the type of, you know, that, that an NFL player, but he behaved himself. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't Antonio Brown. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't. He just, he had a great year when Tua was feeling it. When McDaniel came in and implemented that offense, it's a catch up NFL. The NFL's a catch up league. Whether it was, you know, whether it was Belichick starting that, I'm going to put my best guy on your worst guy and I'm going to win the matchup at every time, every play, I'm going to win a matchup. And that's, and the NFL caught up because that's what we are. So Tua had his year, had his, okay, maybe 2 years, and the NFL caught up to it. There's nothing,
yeah,
but that 100%. Doesn't dilute in any way what the cheetah can bring to the table. Like he does things he like to does. He's like Barry Sanders, like one of those dudes that it's like playing a video game. You're like, whoa, hold on. Let me do, watch this. And he's one of those guys that does things on the field that make other people look stupid, that the elusiveness, the speed, but at 32, I believe is what he's at now. What do correct. You in a completely, completely repaired knee from every aspect, as I just mentioned,
you can't
I
get think back you focus same.
More on just getting healthy. Yeah, come back healthy. Like I don't even think he comes back for the beginning of the season. He'll be signed somewhere, but maybe week four, week five, week six, at best. I would not be surprised if Tyreek Hill ends up missing the entire Smith. Jalen Smith, the last guy that did that, the Dallas linebacker, blew out his knee that same way. And Dallas took him in the late first round because their doctor was the one that repaired the knee. But that is, he sat out a complete year. He did not sit out coming off of week four and then going into preseason and minicamps and stuff. That's not enough time. Not for the extent of damage that was done to that knee.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, every start in the sports cast, I've been, you know, there's two things that I've been more aware of. It's contracts and injuries. Those are the two things I really look at. How long, the extensity, and things like that. You start to become doctors, not per se. I'm pretty exaggerated, but you kind of know, like, the lifelong. I know one thing. The Achilles tendon is the worst of the worst.
Yes. So. Like, it's the most difficult to repair and come back, yes. with the type of resilience that an Achilles is the most. Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree. The knee, they have incredible things they're doing. Like they're crossing the ligaments, right? They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And again, please don't ever refer to me as anything other than a dude because I know nothing of what truly it takes to be a doctor.
Get your health advice to a true doctor. Also, your financial advice to a financial advisor, please.
But all right, the Achilles, there's no way for them to repair it the way that they repair the knees and the other injuries. So you're right, 100%.
Even though I do see Kevin Durant doing pretty good lately. Anyways, let's go at the Cowboys coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. It
is finished. Finalized. Clayton Adams is the offensive coordinator. The Christian Parker defensive coordinator. I just noticed that Ken Dorsey is part of the Cowboys as the asking specialist. But, Brett, your thoughts overall over this coaching staff. I spoke to you before. It seems you're very – very upbeat about it.
. 100% exactly where they need to be. Even Clayton, because you got to realize that Schottenheimer is the head coach.
Brett, we're losing you a bit on the internet connection. I don't know if you could do something. Coach. Shoot it a bit.
But he also calls.
We got Brett is in a internet thing. We'll get him fixed. We'll play a commercial before he comes back and calibrates. Introducing Numlist, your ultimate solution for effortless list creation and management. Whether you're organizing your grocery shopping, planning a project, or keeping track of tasks, Numlist makes it simple. With just a few taps, you can create lists quickly and efficiently without any hassle. Store all your lists in one place, accessible anytime, anywhere. Keep track of the total number of items in each list so you never lose count again. Categorize your list and items seamlessly for easy retrieval. Enjoy a clean, user-friendly interface that makes list management a breeze. Download Numlist today and experience the easiest way to create, store, and manage your list. All right, we got Brett still trying to actually get his internet connection. Brett, you're back? Brett's trying to fix his internet connection, but it's okay. Once he gets ready, he's a little bit behind. He's moving his computer, so let's go into Texas A&M. They got the program. They got a record. They got the most invites to the NFL scouting combine, which starts next week, actually. And a few of the players they got for next week is Clayton Adams, actually Junior Adams, a wide receiver. No, hold on. My bad. I got the wrong list here. Let me pull this up. They got offensive lineman Chase Besantis, Demetrius Cranover, Ajmar Reed Adams, and Trey Zun 3. So they got a lot of OLs in this combine. Wide receivers, they got KC Conception. Running back, they got LaVon Moss. And tight end, Nate Berkshire. Defensive lineman edge, Cassius Howell. And Tyler Onadem and Albert Regis. And for linebacker, they got Scooby Williams and Teron York, and defensive back Will Lee the third. So the combine starts next week on February 28th to March 3rd. So that's a moment where you see a lot of the potential draftees perform and train. So a lot of these, all the NFL teams are there, GMs and coaches. One thing I will say, not all teams will be sending their GMs or their coaches. So looking forward to what happens. I know that Fernando Mendoza is projected to be number one. I don't see him sliding down. And we got Brett back.
Sorry,
you seem better. Yeah, yeah. It happens.
I was out by the pool. I thought the Wi-Fi would work.
It's been lucky for you lately, but not today.
Yeah, I've been having some good luck. I thought I'd run with it. Where did I miss, my friend?
Start from the top for the Cowboys. I didn't hear much. Cowboys coaching staff.
I'm excited. I'm extremely, extremely excited. Like last year, it seemed like they just threw anything against the wall to see what would stick, you know. But this year, especially on defense, it feels that they handpicked. Obviously, I love our new defensive coordinator. I think it's an incredible direction to go, especially the way he's like a cornerback whisperer. You know what I'm saying? Things he's been able to do at the various teams he's been with the, whether it's Cooper DeJean this year or the team before that, like he's known for that, teaching drills, bringing a different type of defense. And that's what we need. We have some key pieces. They're running what we call an amoeba 3-4. So meaning that it just has no real design. It actually will be a 4-3 at times. It will be a 3-4, running various schemes with various packages, whether it's the 5-2 with, you know, two linebackers and then five defensive backs. Like they're going to run a lot of specific schemes and packages for each individual team. And that's something I don't think they was even done last year. I don't know how they coached the defense last year. I don't know how that went down. Obviously the result was utterly pathetic and ridiculous. The worst display of a Dallas defense I've ever seen. And I've seen some bad years, so this is literally the worst display I've ever seen of a Dallas defense. But I mean, people also don't realize like there's position coaches upon position coaches upon position coaches. So it was important that they brought in a defensive coordinator that was going to set the tone, and that's what Christian Parker is doing. I mean, he's going to be young and exciting. I cannot wait to see what he does. We have some pieces. Overshawn is really, really good. We have, you know, a few other, you know, obviously the two defensive tackles and Izzy Azuga is also, like, we have a really stout defensive line now. We need edge and we need help in the defensive back. And I'm in the draft, I believe we're going to, you know, do something like Sonny Styles or go corner and linebacker, you know, go defense. We don't have second round picks. So I would see them taking, you know, Sonny Styles or somebody else to kind of help that defense. But I love the coaching move they did. That for the first time in a long time, I'm extremely excited about the coaching staff.
Well, there you have it. Pretty excited for the Cowboys. I think Schottenheimer says a positive beat to that team, to that locker room. I know Dak Prescott likes him. So we'll see. What important is results, right, Brett? So we'll see what happens in the draft. You said it'd be defense. Speaking about the combine next week, it begins, Brett, believe it or not. Texas A&M shatters program record with nation-leading 13 invites to the 2026 NFL Scouting Combine. They have a lot of OLs. I looked at their list, wide receiver, tight end. But, hey, Brett, how important is the combine? Do you look at the tape or do you look at what they're going to come up with at the combine?
Well, that differs with every position and that differs with each person. 90% of the people going to the combine are going to it to improve their draft status, to show what they have on top of what they produced. This is what we did. This is my product I've done for the year. This is what my tackles, this is my sack, these are what I've done. This is the amount of pancake blocks, whatever. Now you don't rest on your laurels. You go to the combine, you do what Dion does, you step out of the limo, you run a 4.24, and then you get back in the limo and leave. But for most of these guys, like other than Mendoza and maybe one of the two other that I don't believe will and should, because he's going to do nothing but hurt his status if he doesn't make every throw perfect, if he doesn't show that he can do this, that, and the other, the 20-yard out route on the opposite hash, the longest pass you have to make as a NFL quarterback or even a college quarterback, that's the longest timing throw you have to make out when you're at the other hash. Because the boss says, can he do that? Can you make that throw? Like Caleb was showing this year, like things, these crazy throws. I don't think Mendoza's got it like that. I think Mendoza brings a different, brings almost a psychological aspect with him as well. And I think he should ride that. He's one person I do not think, and I do not will think, will participate in the combine. But for most of these dudes, man, it's time to show out. It's time to say, listen, let me show you why I belong in the NFL. And, let me show you why I deserve to be a number one pick.
And keep in mind, how high you go in the picks, the more you get paid, right?
Well, yeah, direct correlation with the first through five make this much in the salary because it's all rookie salary, cap. So obviously you want to be pick one through six as opposed to 620 through 21, but that's still first round numbers. Most of these guys are not trying to jump back in the first round. They're trying to just get picked in the second, third to make themselves viable. But A&M showing 13 people, if you ask me, what school sent the most, people to the NFL combines this year? I would not say. I'm going to put Texas A&M in the top five. But I
and a lot of OLs, like six of them, six offensive linemen going to the combine.
Yeah, there's two offensive linemen that are going to go in the first round or the second round. So no matter what.
That position has been – that stock has been going up this past couple of years. All right. I don't remember this guy. Maybe you do. Steelers legends Mike Wagner, the dies at 6 years old. He was a four-time Super Bowl winner, Red, and a two-time Pro Time Brawler. Do not remember much of him. Do you?
Vaguely. I mean, he was on that Steel Curtain defense played against Dallas. Actually, took two Super Bowls from us. One Super Bowl 13 where they were there. He's just another cog in the machine. It's not Mean Joe Green. It's not, again, look, I'm sorry for the loss. I'm sorry for his family. I remember him vaguely, but he would not stand out to me. But my condolences to the entire Wagner family.
Yeah, a legend for Steelers. Let's see what happens this year with the Steeler team. Rodgers, do you think he's coming back?
Yeah. And I think he'll come back with Pittsburgh. Like most definitely,
that's the only team to come back to.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's other teams I guarantee, but that he could get that would acquire his services. But I don't see him jumping in and starting like anywhere. Like, who needs a quarterback that's going to say, you know what, we're going to jump? I mean, like Arizona, we know they're going through some crazy turmoil. But they're not going to throw Aaron Rodgers on top of that and say, oh, you know what, we got Kyler. We're trying to figure out 43-year-old, quarterback here. No, but it does fit like that with McCarthy. It's weird. Like I'd be happier about just bringing back
Rodgers didn't have a McCarthy. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh. Like, I don't know what the hell. If I could curse, I would you drop something a little. What the hell are you thinking, like, hiring McCarthy? I thought the only smart thing about that would be that if you're going to bring back McCarthy, you bring back Aaron Rodgers, because it's going to give you a year, a comfort level year, maybe to transfer, you know, transition into. But I don't know what you're planning to transition into, because they're garbage, bro.
They got to get better draft picks. So yes, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Some Olympic news. It concludes this weekend, I believe. I did not know this, but Alyssa Liu wins the USA's first Olympic women's figure skating gold in 24 years. She's only 20 years old from San Francisco, and she did it. She did it for the U.S.
She did it. She did it. I dig it, because people in my office told me that I didn't even realize that she has the different colors for the years that she's been a champion. So each ring is a year that she's been a pro figure skater. She's got 3 years, three rings, as far as the amount of years she's been a pro. That's what the hair is with me. But I was pretty surprised, to be honest with you, because whether it's Yamaguchi, or I'm going to go real deep with somebody you probably never even heard of, Dorothy Hamill. Like, we always did well in summer in Olympic gymnastics, and in winter in men's and women's figure skating. Like, we've always done relatively well. So I was surprised when you told me that it had been 24 years since we got them.
Nancy Cragen?
Christina Yamaguchi or whatever. Yep. It's 2000. It's Clinton was in office. My man.
Yep. We we got to see you do your double axel, Brett.
My what? I what happened was I told them I wanted to do the front flip. They're like, no, you can't do it. It's banned. I said, I'm out. You won't let me do a front flip. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But I'm proud of the team. I know that they like coming close to. I'm a little surprised. Like, obviously Norway is badass. They live in the snow or in those conditions, so it makes perfect sense that they
Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, everybody we have is like from like Minnesota or from Montana. Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's Hammond, Indiana,
like in Montana. Well, you also have like Vermont and Connecticut. You know, but come on, Norway. But I believe we're close to tying our record for the most gold medals in a Winter Olympics. I think right there, I have to look at the numbers based on yesterday. But we're three golds away, and if we won in figure skating yesterday. We're two away, so you know. I'm proud of the team. Like, do you have the overall numbers? Can you pull?
I can pull that up, but I will tell you, Team USA is playing Slovakia today, so they could get that gold this weekend, not today.
Oh yeah, we still have men's hockey championship. That's bad. That's if you want to watch something you want to be exciting other than bobsled and that it's jump, hockey. That giant jump with Eddie the Eagle.
I mean, like, that's something you did in your old days. So we got Norway at 37. Not surprised. United States 27, the host 26, Netherlands 17, Germany 22.
Italy surprised me the most, but obviously Milan, you know, being Milan Cortina, being the
they're two different cities, did you know?
Yeah, well, because they're holding events. There's too many events to hold in one city, so they always even the United States for the Summer Olympics when it comes here. It's not just in LA; it's all over the place there. But I am happy for Italy, like the home team. But USA, baby.
We can reach it. We can reach it. So we have 10 medals.
Everybody doesn't care about anybody else's team and just wants our country to do well. That's why you got to love the Olympics. You got to love the Olympics.
Speed skater Stoles, he actually eats a pizza before every event.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
I don't know. If it's all cheese or pepper. I have no idea.
I got an official. My sunglass game is tight now. My boy Corey, I got the sunglass guy now who
core
point. Make sure I'm yeah. So but the pizza, who is it? DiGiorno? What's
he at? I don't know if it's a frozen. Does he order from the he can order from Italy?
Bro, we gotta
find from the motherland.
If you're not willing to dig for the info, man, then
hey, I mean, I got a crack staff, so they're doing their best right now. They're in Italy right now, so they're trying to
They're in Italy right now. All right, that's it.
All right. You stay back. Well, there you have it. The Olympics closes this weekend, actually. NFL Combine next week. NBA's heating up. The Pistons beat the Knicks last night. So we got a lot going on SportsCast. Brett has agreed to stay on the SportsCast this spring. The World Cup begins. So looking forward to it. Obviously, we'll have Ray. Ray's going through a tough time, but prayers and thoughts over him. He'll be back next week, I think. But Brett, any closing words? And what is the best way to reach you online to ask you what's your favorite pizza?
So Ray, first of all, thoughts and prayers, baby. We're going to keep you and your family in the thoughts and prayers. Sports Guy 369. As I said, I've been getting yelled at because I thought I was Sports Guy 369 on everything.
I still can't find you.
Yeah, I know. It seems I'm not. I don't really know. I'm not really good with this. So I am transitioning into, again, you know, we spoke about it. I think I'm going to be starting a show coming this spring, and we'll set something up and talk about that. But
so just to your agent
just
about it.
Real quick, just to touch on the NBA, like, very convoluted in the West. Anybody could shuffle. Anthony is going to shuffle around in the East. Okay, you're looking at a couple of tiers. Like, that Detroit is number one. You got then Cleveland, New York, and Boston that are right there in the second tier. And then
without Jason Tatum,
that, yeah, they're just playing good ball. But Knicks are balling out. Detroit, biggest surprise of the year. The West, the Spurs, okay, are hot.
Wembanyama is amazing.
They've turned in from a fun team to a dangerous team. Like, and Winnie the Pooh over there is badass. So I apologize. I missed a little bit of time. I didn't get to talk to NBA with you, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sports Guy 369, obviously Twitter, X, no which Spotify.
Why unless, not? Unless, what not? Definitely. You reach at the sportscast.net, our website. The Sportscast One and X, Sportscast One and Instagram, and we'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. Looking forward to the Olympics, a lot going on. World Cup this summer. Brett does not watch the World Cup. Anyways, Brett, always a pleasure.
For you, Sam. For you, my man, I'll put in a little World Cup time. I'll delegate some time. I'll do a little World Cup for you. Oh, no. I thought the World Cup soccer. I don't know why I was thinking you were talking golf, bro. No, World Cup. Bro, you're Latino, my friend. You're South. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be repping your South American countries. I know that. And
no, I actually rep for the USA.
I know that. Well, we watched the last one. Or actually, it was like four ago when it was two moons ago. So it was 8 years ago. Was when we were in the with Germany.
Yeah,
when Germany won the World Cup.
In 2014 in Brazil. They won it. And that was their.
And you and I were sitting in a coffee shop. You and I were sitting in a coffee shop in Weston, and the Sportscast was born.
There you have it. Well, there you have it, Sportscast. I love it. And this was your update.